At 6:06, we have a few clouds, 23 degrees in Tulsa this morning. The wind chill makes it feel like it is 7 above. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It is going to be a windy and cold day across Green Country. Forecasters say we will be lucky to get out of the mid-20s. However, the biggest problem will be the brisk north winds. The winds will push the wind chill into single digits and hold it there for most of the day. Tonight and tomorrow will be a rerun before we start to warm up on Wednesday. Well, the high winds have knocked out power in the Tulsa area as well as over in Rogers County this morning. About 6,500 people are offline this morning. PSO crews are working on the problems right now. Meanwhile, Tulsa firefighters are battling an apartment fire at the Observation Overlook Apartments. That's going to be near 41st and 129th East Avenue. No reports of any injuries associated with this, and it does now sound like they may have this blaze under control. Overnight, the winds whipped a major wildfire over portions of Mays County, not far from Highway 412. The blaze east of Ianola is now contained. It did threaten, but not damage, several homes overnight. Law enforcement and the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Tulsa are taking steps to crack down on human trafficking in northeast Oklahoma. Tulsa Police Chief Chuck Jordan says it is a growing problem, and they're working with awareness groups.
This is one of these things that we're partnering also with some private, with the Stop Child Trafficking Now organization. They've actually sent people out and gathered a lot of intelligence about our community.
He says the sex trade is not always in children, however. He says there are potential problems at strip clubs as well as massage parlors. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says two troopers who were wounded in a gun battle over the weekend in the Oklahoma City area remain in stable condition this morning. The troopers returned fire and killed the suspect. The patrol identified the wounded troopers yesterday as Ryan Smith and Chris Bunch. The Oklahoma Department of Transportation will open bids on Thursday for the purchase of the Sooner Sub Rail Line. That is the track between Sepulpa and Midwest City. Tulsa State Senator Brian Crane does not want that track sold. He would like to see regular, affordable passenger rail to take some of the pressure off the Turner Turnpike.
We are approaching a capacity issue with the Turner Turnpike. We are going to have to, at some point in the near future, add one lane or two lanes in each direction in order to address the fact that there are so many vehicles on that road at all hours of the day and night.
The Tulsa and Oklahoma City City Councils are on record opposing the sale of the rail line. The federal government may have stopped Oklahoma's horse meat processing plans. The legislature approved the plans, but U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe says the new federal spending plan cuts USDA inspectors.
What they have done is take away the ability for the USDA to have their inspectors go to slaughtering plants. Now, if they do that, then that means that shuts down the slaughtering plant.
The Oklahoma law would allow for the human consumption of exported horse meat, but not here in Oklahoma. Our weather forecast, a wind advisory for strong north winds today, up to 35 miles an hour at times. It's going to be cold, a high of 23. Tonight, overcast and cold, 10 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, snow flurries possible early in the day, then mostly cloudy with a high of 27. National Weather Service radar is all clear. Now, at 6:10, a few clouds and 23, a wind chill index of 7 above. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.